McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Ireland's Class Kids Radio, how are you doing? It's Trina Mara and in the studio we have got Peter Smith. Hello, Peter.
How are you, Trina?
Or Peter M. Smith, as he's now known.
Yeah, Michael. The reason I use it is because there's about 18 weathermen on Sky Sports and all this named Peter Smith. So I was like, I have to do something to show people that I'm not one of these guys. I'm not going to read them the sports report. I'm not going to read the weather.
Yeah. Come here, you walked in here wearing a pair of shades and you were not going to get away with that in this studio, were you? The slagging that you got.
I'm telling you. And now, my eyes are darting. I cannot, I might have had a pint or two over the last few days. And now, well, listen, if I go permanently blind, I'm coming after you. That's all I say.
He actually said, coming after you, Mara. So it was the true dub coming out in him.
Do right.
I said, you look like a sap. Will you ever take them off?
and that's the true dub coming out of you.
I know, yeah. Honesty. A lot of us will know you, I guess, from Donkeys years ago. And we spoke about this the last time you were on. And I'm sorry to do this to you, but you were on Pop Star, The Rivals, 22 years ago, 23 years ago.
Yeah.
So you were in the boy band that was in opposition to Girls Aloud. And you had your moment. Have a listen to this.
Okay, you guys shuffle up a bit. I can tell you now that one of you from each group is going to be going.
There's something I need to talk to you about.
Come. You guys, if you go Sorry, over boy. There for no, a second.
What's Peter going to announce? What's he
going to
say?
Later on. Go over there.
Oh, lad. Don't do it, son.
Hang on. Look, let me bring you down here.
Sorry for interrupting, but 2 weeks ago, I watched Andrew go home.
Hang on one second, if you guys want to go, yes.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but 2 weeks ago, I watched Andrew go home, and it was the hardest thing I've ever seen. And I can't watch any more of these boys go home.
You are joking, aren't you?
No, I can't. I'm 2 months too old to be in this band.
Peter! Isn't it all gasps?
I can't watch. I'm sorry,
Shakespeare.
But I can't watch this
Peter!
Anymore.
So you did the opposite of Nadine Coyle, who was too young. You were too old.
Poor old Nadine, yeah. I think anybody that knows me knows that, that was not staged, but I had been pulled beforehand and told that there was maybe 500 people who had sent emails that I was slightly over the age limit.
500 people?
Yeah, maybe from Dublin.
Stop it.
Happens. But there's two things. What's meant for you never passes you by. And, I just think, listen, everything happens for a reason. But you would never get away with it now.
No.
Your ageism is complete. It's a no. Imagine turning around to somebody in 2024 and say you're too old, too white, too black, too whatever for anything.
I know.
For anything.
Can
it's
I ask
completely
you what,
against the
did
law.
Did you bring your passport with you today, though? Because I just want to check your ID.
To get home. That's the one good thing. That will never happen to anybody ever again.
Yeah.
The only premise for anything should be, can you play the guitar? Can you sing? Do you have the ability? We live in a world where you're supposed to be qualified. People like Louis Walsh are telling you if you're good or not. No, if you're good, you're good. If you're not, you're not. End of.
You can show me the passport later. Come here to me. And then you moved on. You were doing all the acting. Who was Aaron Carter?
Yeah. Well, the last time I spoke to you, we were talking about let's see how it does. And then it turned out to be the number one, the most streamed TV series in the world for Netflix in 2023.
Isn't that amazing?
So I was looking, and our episode was the most streamed out of all because it was the one that was like Heat, to be honest with you, which is where I met Ian Burfield, the great Ian Burfield. And he's in the show with us coming up in April.
Okay.
Which is amazing.
We better talk about that. I'm getting the daggers here from Sirkin.
Ah, don't mind her.
The promoter.
Another sap.
You're allowed to call people that when you know them years,
absolutely,
aren't you? That's okay. So, Moonlight, I'm just after hearing that the first two shows sold out. Tell me about this Moonlight show that you're doing.
Well, it's obviously Moonlight, the Philip Linus Enigma.
Linus
so
or Linus?
No, Linus.
Is Philip Linus? Linus.
Not Philo, not Phil.
Why do we
Philip
all say Linus? Linus?
Well, it's a Dublin thing, I think. A lot of Dublin, but he was at pains a lot of time to say, my name is Linus. I'm not a bird, in fairness to him. So, as far as I'm concerned, he's
I'm
Philip
so glad
Linus.
you finally cleared that up for us because I probably call him Linnet when I'm playing
did.
The songs.
A lot of people did. It says you as long as you don't call me too early in the morning. But no, for me, it's an honour piece. I think an awful lot of an awful lot of energy has been wasted in focusing on the more salacious side of rock and roll in general, and particularly in Philip, on Philip's life. It has nothing to do with anyone. You know, I think we all have our private side. We've all made our slips and mistakes. You know, Philip deserves to be elevated towards the pantheon of the great Anglo-Irish poets and writers like Oscar Wilde and, you know, Brendan Behan. And that's what John Merrigan's piece is purporting to do, to be honest. And that's what attracted me to the script. It really is an honour piece, focus on Philip as an artist and on his art.
So what is it exactly? Is this like a play, or is it a musical event, or what exactly is it?
It's musical theatre.
Musical
essentially.
Theater, okay.
So there is a dramatic element, obviously. The script is heavy. It's a narrative. It's taking, you know, Philip is supposed to have passed on to the other side, and he's in this limbo state where he meets a celestial barman, because being an Irish limbo, it has to be based in a bar.
Mm.
And being a Beckettian piece, there has to be an existential kind of...
God, he's using all long words today.
I went to Morden Road, Drimna, Our Lady of Mercy. This is where I learned to speak like this.
I just have to get the dictionary out as we speak.
But no, so he's sitting with the likes of Oscar Wilde and with Brendan Behan, and they're discussing his candidacy, if you like, towards that pantheon of great writers and what makes him worthy. And there's to-ing and fro-ing about various aspects of his life. Philip says his piece, and I think there's a very interesting dynamic there, you know, with his mom and all of that stuff. But again, the piece doesn't touch anything personal, nothing salacious. It's just a beautiful piece of art in celebration of an absolute legend.
Yeah, and are the songs that we know in it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At least 8 or 9. And then there's some lovely theatrical original pieces that have been written by Danielle Morgan, who's John's wife and very, very gifted songwriter in her own right. And then we plan towards the end of the piece, or at the end of the piece, to send people home rocking and rolling, especially because I think Thin Lizzy fans deserve to touch what they miss. This is not an interpretive piece of, oh, our version of, you know, what Thin Lizzy were. No, this will be faithful to what these people know, to what the fans really know. That's the part that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, it'd be great.
Honouring him.
Yeah, it'd be great. So you're living, are you still living in Spain, or are you back?
I do. I've been now, 10 years?
Yeah.
10 years in Spain. No plans to come up. Listen, I have the house in Drimna, my mum's house.
You haven't lost the Dublin accent anyway, sure you haven't?
And I never will. I never will. I always say to people, I live in Spain, but my home is in Dublin.
That sounds very Phil Lynott-y, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another thing that you said when you popped into the studio, you were like, I'm from Drimna. I'm not leaving the studio without nicking something.
Well, you've already got your Christmas decorations up, so you might be minus a Santa Claus or a reindeer by the time I'm out of here. Or a mouse man.
Well, look, Moonlight, the show, two dates. First of all, there was one date put on for Vicar Street, and that was the 3rd of April.
Yep.
Sure, that sold out.
48 hours, yeah.
Yeah, and then there was another date put on for the day before, the 2nd of April. Mm. That's sold out. So there's a new one, which is the 9th of April.
The 9th,
so I've no doubt this will be sold out as well.
And so I would encourage people, go and get your tickets as quick as you can. For people in the country, i.e. people who don't live in Dublin, sorry about that. I think we will go around the country. And then as soon as we're finished with Ireland for this leg, if you will, we'll probably get on the boat and start trucking.
That'd be great.
God knows where we'll end up.
Nice to see you. You can put the sunglasses back on.
Yay. Now. Bit of Bob Dylan. One of me heroes, you know.
He was too much of a rock star to come in here without the shades on.
You were just jealous of me coat.
Me
lovely long
Inspector
Gadget coat.
No, you were just testing me. There was some pop star years ago. I can't even remember. It was somebody who was like a one-hit wonder years ago.
Few of them.
And they thought they were the business, right? And they came to, I did an interview in a hotel, and he sat there for the whole time with the sunglasses on. And afterwards I thought to myself, I'm some ages. Why did I not say, will you ever take them off?
So at least look in your eyes. No, look at, I think, to be honest with you, I look at all that now. Like, there's a great music manager going around in Brian Whitehead, that real acts are being signed, real acts are being put across. So there's a load of lads now, in my opinion, like the High Kings, you know, Glenn Hansard, who have earned the right to wear the sunglasses, indoors or out. You know what I mean?
Go on, get out. Check his pockets. Peter M. Smith, thanks so much for popping in. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.